And so I always like to remind everyone, don't try that at home. At any rate, we also had Miss Carol Burton on the piano, and we had Kenny Hyman on the trombone on that one as well. Beautiful solo work. And I failed to mention our soloist, our great soloist on that Woodchopper's Ball, Mr. Mike Dillbone back there, Denny Dutcher up here on the tenor, and Mr. Bill Barry. So you're going to get a chance to hear from all these folks here throughout the evening. You know, thinking about January, it was just about that this time of the year in 1942, in January of 42, when String of Pearls with the Glenn Miller Orchestra really hit the sales, hit the stores, and became one of the biggest. It went to number one almost instantly overnight, became a tremendous hit, and it's really one of those all-time Glenn Miller hits. And you know, it was also over the holiday breaks, always a good time for us to pull out a few old movies. So it's kind of fun to pull out the Glenn Miller story and see the 1954 version with Jimmy Stewart and June Allison. That great scene where he gives his wife the string of pearls that are real pearls for once, now that he's made it big in the music business. But it's kind of a cool little scene in the movie. At any rate, here's this great swing classic with Glenn Miller, String of Pearls.